Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Wednesday, June 29th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Christians are reaching out to children with HIV/AIDS. Believers in India are murdered and more threatened. And giving comes full circle for missionaries. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. HIV/AIDS headlines today's news. Today, 40 million people worldwide are infected. 14,000 new infections each day. 2,000 are children. Compassion International's Dr. Scott Todd says they're reaching out in Jesus' name through their HIV/AIDS fund.
We identify those who have that need, and we connect them to clinical services in-country. And if that means driving them several hundred kilometers to get to a clinic for them to be seen, we'll do that. And we pay for the cost of the antiretrovirals themselves, which are quite expensive.
Compassion's church component ensures that each child hears the gospel. Apathy is the problem, Todd says, as a small percentage of believers actually want to help.
If we're reading the same Bible, you know, where it says, look after orphans and widows in their distress and keep oneself from being polluted by the world, as it says in James, I don't think there's any question what the Christian response should be. We should be seeing 100% of evangelical Christians saying, yes, they would help an orphan, regardless of the cause.
Go to our website if you'd like to help. Meanwhile, Gospel for Asia reports a Christian family of six was violently murdered near Nagpur, India. GFA also says Pastor Kumar, a graduate of their Bible college, was warned to stay away or he would also be killed. Police have arrested two suspects. The victims attended a church planted by Pastor Kumar. A motive for the slaying isn't known yet. Christians are being asked to pray for the victim's church of 33 members, pray for protection, and that fear would not prevent them from sharing the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. As millions of Dalits have forsaken Hinduism, Christians are reaching out to those considered untouchable by many in India's society. Bibles for the World is just one example. Through their Partnership Ministries project, they're sponsoring nearly 1,500 needy school children, a hospital, a seminary, and church planting. A $24 a month gift not only gives physical hope to these children, but hope spiritually as Christian education helps change hearts. Elsewhere, New Tribes missionaries Dave and Joyce Hilt find themselves in an unusual situation. Joyce, who has a congenital kidney disease, got a kidney transplant yesterday. The kidney and much of the money paying for the operation came from one of their supporting churches. Dave says that they won't go back to the foreign field, but that doesn't mean ministry is over.
Our desire is that somehow we might reflect to these people in churches the need of those being reached on the foreign field, and that the Lord will stimulate their hearts to join in being a part of that effort to advance the gospel.
Often missionaries sacrifice to bring the gift of life to those who haven't heard the gospel. This time, the example is the church sacrificing to give life to a missionary. Hilt says it's humbling. He hopes their story moves people to action.
I guess our prayer is that as folks have joined in being a part of helping, that it might be a testimony that would stand to reach people in our own nation with the gospel.
And their mission is advancing the gospel on college campuses. To that end, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship developed four training centers. InterVarsity's Dan Dank works at the Cedar campus located in northern Michigan. He explains why training is needed.
They're young leaders and inexperienced, and the staff members who work with them back on campus come up with them to the camp and help provide this training for them. And they need the training because the students are the ones who are the missionaries.
Dank says next week they launch a premier training camp for the emerging leaders on campus.
It's called the School of Leadership Training, which is a month-long camp. And we'll have about 120 students here from around the Great Lakes who are the prime leaders of their schools. And all of them are going to be going back to campus in the fall and will be playing an important part in bringing about the mission on campus.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.